completely misrepresented. Listen, we make sure that every ship, every crew, every captain has everything we can provide them at every single moment.
I don't know, guys. I'm just really struggling on who to believe here. All right, everybody, we have a very horrific story developing right now because the reality is American politicians, especially those in power on the Republican side, do not give a shit about our soldiers or the quality of their life when they're deployed or actually ending the war with Iran. That is why it has been 265 days. No, that's not the amount of time Mitch McConnell has been missing and MIA in the hospital. 265 days is how long U.S. sailors have spent deployed on the USS Abraham Lincoln with deteriorating food rations. Like, they're running out of food rapidly, running out of hygienic products. It is getting less and less hygienic as people are mentally struggling. Many sailors are still staying strong and communicating with their families, but even then, families are reporting less and less communication as the conditions deteriorate. We have multiple sailors who tried to jump overboard, effectively trying to commit suicide because of just how torturous these conditions are. And guess what? Donald Trump just decided to respond to this today and entirely downplay it by saying it's not that big of a deal. First of all, can I just point out what the hell is wrong with this guy's hair today? You can see in the beginning of this video, his hair is flopping in a bunch of different directions, but I digress. We have more important issues to talk about. Take a listen right here.
Okay, what else do I have to say? Well, no, that ship is moving. No, they're not. That ship is moving right now, or very shortly, and it's being replaced with another very similar ship. No, no, no. Not nearly long enough. Thank you, everybody.
Dog. Our president, whose hair is just flying all over the place, just said these sailors haven't been deployed long enough. The absolute disrespect towards these families that are currently struggling. I mean, I have clips of the family members of people who are trapped right now, and they are saying it is the fault of the president. It is the fault of the people in power. Watch this clip of the family members, and then I'm going to show you some receipts from Aaron Parnas, who has been getting contacted by people on the USS Abraham Lincoln. First, just watch what the families have to say about this.
265 days after they left home. Last week, MS Now's Priya Sridhar interviewed more than a dozen family members who say they're extremely concerned with the morale and the safety and the conditions on the ship. They cited things like moldy showers, and food shortages, sailors running out of toothpaste, deodorant and soap too, as well as water contamination and mail disruptions. It left care packages undelivered. A lot of people warned that their sailors' mental health was at risk.
You know, fresh food is a problem, especially considering the conditions right now. Just, I mean, there's a logistical problem with getting fresh food out there just based on where they are, right?
All he's really told me is there's a time where he was only eating half a cup of rice and two tortillas.
They want our support. And part of that support means we have to have the tools to do our job. That means the fuel. That means the food, right? That means the food. That means the toothpaste and the deodorant. That means all of it, right?
I don't think it's the ship is the issue. I think it's our president, it's our government.
Did you hear that? I don't think it's the ship that's the issue. I think it's our president, it's our government.
I was right about to repeat the same thing. She is absolutely right at identifying the problem. Our current government, mainly Donald Trump and the neocons around him, are continuing this failing war because they have no way out. Donald Trump is stuck in between a rock and a hard place, and he's about to effectively get Jimmy Carter'd. Jimmy Carter lost re-election in 1980 because Iran intentionally held a bunch of U.S. citizens and diplomats hostage in order to inflict maximum damage. Right now, Iran is doing something similar, except they are holding the Strait of Hormuz hostage and holding a metaphorical gas nozzle at the head of every single American who is suffering from high gas prices. And that is hurting Donald Trump. Donald Trump cannot find a way out of this war, and we've gotten none of the political concessions he claimed that we would get. We were supposed to wipe out their nukes, wipe out their military, and do regime change. Well, the nuclear material is still in Iran. They still have weapons, obviously, because they're striking in the Strait of Hormuz, and they're continuing to even threaten Trump's life, so they clearly have weapons. And on top of all of that, regime change didn't happen. They haven't achieved any of their goals in Iran. Now it's turning into another one of those forever wars where billions and hundreds of billions, maybe even $1 trillion will be spent. In my generation, your generation will have to bear the brunt of that. We currently pay $1 trillion per year on the interest of our debts, and we're now increasing our debt, paying more money just to put our sailors in torturous conditions and put all of us in danger. Let's read some of these messages from individuals trapped on the USS Abraham Lincoln and family members of individuals trapped on the USS Abraham Lincoln. As always, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I've been living in a hotel room for the past 5 days as I've been traveling to New York and North Carolina, so I'm a little bit tired right now. I'm about to finally get back to Chicago and chill for the night, but if you appreciate the grind and us continuing to push, make sure you drop a like. Subscribe to the feed below for more debates, more content, more breaking news. It'll be great, but listen to this. Aaron Parnas has been doing great work. He pointed out, new, my inbox is now filled with messages from individuals who have family members on the USS Abraham Lincoln. Let's read some of these. Quote, I'm just so tired of this bullshit. Boat Co. keeps saying we're doing blockade ops and this and that. And it's like, bro, we're tired. If we hit an effing port, it wouldn't be bad. But we haven't been on land since effing Guam. F, at least COVID crews, we got to step off the ship every few weeks. Everyone is burned the fuck out. And they gave us 2 days off and a beer day. But it's like, we just want to leave the ship. The effing ship can't handle it anymore. We have another message right here. And these are all verified by Aaron Parnas. We have no workable toilets around us. Gotta go all the way forward of the ship to use the toilet. No water fountains. Have to walk all the way to the galley or ready room. And the food is shit. Undercooked chicken. Undercooked chili beans. This shit is fucking the worst. And on top of it all, we ain't getting mail regularly. I've had to ask for deodorant from people because mine hasn't shown up on the RIS yet, or body wash. Got a ration that shit. And I can't buy anything from the ship store because I don't got no more, and not enough has been sent to the ship. We have more. Exclusive, says Aaron Parnas, the wife of a service member on board the USS Abraham Lincoln tells me that this is the worst deployment he has ever experienced. Hi, Aaron. First, I want to sincerely thank you for being a voice for the service members aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln. My husband is currently serving aboard the ship, and he has been following the recent news about the conditions they are experiencing. He told me they desperately need more people to speak up about what is happening. According to my husband, when service members ask their commanding officer for updates about their situation, they have been told not to worry about updates and just worry about today. Lord have mercy. He says they are exhausted and are not getting days off and are only getting a few hours of sleep. He has also expressed serious concerns about the leadership aboard the ship. From his perspective, leadership is not doing enough to advocate for or support the service members. In his words regarding the leadership, quote, he doesn't care about his people. My husband has told me that people who have experienced more than 20 years of military service are saying this is the worst deployment they have ever experienced. I understand that there are always challenges during a deployment. There are challenges during a deployment. That is true. This is next level. She says, I understand there are always challenges during a deployment, but hearing this from experienced service members is extremely concerning. I am sharing this because these service members need someone to speak up for them. Because guess what? Pete Hegseth is not doing it. He was just asked about the USS Abraham Lincoln, and this is what he had to say about it.
Completely misrepresented. Listen, we make sure that every ship, every crew, every captain has everything we can provide them at every single moment. Some deployments are longer than others, and I have more respect and gratitude for those sailors than anybody. What they do in those high seas, in those austere conditions with less port calls, it's incredible. I mean, Americans don't understand what it's like to do that. So as someone who's not been on a ship like that, but been on long deployments, I feel it. I want them home as soon as everybody else do. I want folks rotated as quickly as possible. I want the best for them. My commanders know that. Our service secretaries know that. The president expects that. And so to that crew and to all those crews, we're going to do everything we can for you. And we are so grateful.
I don't know, guys. I'm just really struggling on who to believe here. Do we believe the president and the secretary of war who have said that this war has been won basically every other day since it began? Do we believe the people who said it was going to be 4 to 6 weeks and we were going to win and now we're losing 170 days in? Or do we believe the service members who have held their lips up until now and are just now talking about the horrific conditions? I think it's pretty damn obvious who we should trust here. These are photos from April. These were posted in April. Like, I just want to give you the timeline. They were supposed to be out of the Middle East and done with their deployment in May. It is now multiple months past May, and they were already having withering, deteriorating conditions in April. Images of food being served to the sailors on the USS Abraham Lincoln back in April have resurfaced. Supplies are getting really low, and morale is going to be at an all-time low, one sailor messaged his mother. One more time, this was posted in April. You can see the food right here, and it's like, listen, as the wife pointed out earlier, there are times when deployment gets tough, but this is not that. This is neglect. This is torture. And this is basically just like psychological abuse enacted by the people at the highest levels of our government. New family members confirmed to me that the problems service members are facing on aircraft carriers are not limited to USS Lincoln. This says, "Hi, Aaron. I tried to message on Instagram, but I kept receiving an error message. My brother and his fiance are both in the Navy, and I can confirm what you have been reporting. His fiance is on the USS George H.W. Bush, not the Lincoln, and was recently back in the US for a family emergency, so we were able to talk to her. She told us they have virtually no food, water, or soap. They've been out at sea for 136 days with no end in sight." Man, this was supposed to be the No New Wars administration, and now they are struggling to end this war that they've claimed we've won like 30 times. I mean, I think one of the craziest parts of this all that I don't want to downplay is the fact that sailors seem to have been trying to kill themselves by jumping off the ship. I mean, maybe that wasn't the intention. Maybe they just wanted to escape, but jumping into the middle of the sea is very dangerous. This says, "A sailor assigned to the air wing attached to USS Abraham Lincoln went overboard in early August. The sailor was quickly recovered by a search and rescue helicopter, treated by Lincoln's medical department, and transferred off ship for follow-on care. We then learned that over 6 people have tried to jump ship." I just want you to think about how effing disastrous this war has been thus far. Donald Trump said he was going to start no new wars and end inflation when he got into office. He then got dragged into this war along with Benjamin Netanyahu. And when I say dragged, Trump still had agency. He started this. But Benjamin Netanyahu pitched him this war, and Trump entered it willingly. And then it began to completely go sideways as they closed down the Strait of Hormuz in Iran, as the global oil supply has been choked, and as U.S. soldiers died. We even bombed a girls' school in Manab during the opening salvo of this fight, and now Trump is effectively going to get Jimmy Cartered as he cannot find a way out. All of this is to say, this has been an absolute disaster, and now Republicans are coping so hard. I just want to show you this very quickly. This is effing absurd. Dan Crenshaw, a representative from Texas who just lost re-election, had a tweet resurface from 2024. This is when Biden was the president. He said this, "America, our food prices are too high. What are you going to do about inflation? Biden admin, just be vegan and stop complaining, you bunch of rubes." So Dan Crenshaw thinks the Biden admin was saying, just be vegan and don't complain anymore. Now, Dan Crenshaw posted last week, this one is present day, he said, "Just hearing about this dumb $20 burrito debate, so I thought I'd make the losers on social media angry before going to bed. Stop whining. Get a job. Eat ramen like the rest of us did in college, on a budget with 4 roommates. The market doesn't care what you think something should cost. Only communists care. They set prices, remember? Then everyone starves, remember? Are you a communist? Are you an American adult male capable of handling his own shit?" This sounds oddly similar to what he was claiming the Biden admin was saying. Just be vegan and stop complaining. That's what he's saying. Just eat ramen and man up, is essentially what Dan Crenshaw is saying. The reason I point this out is because the Republican Party is a gaslighting machine. Whether it's them lying about election fraud when there was no election fraud, whether it's them lying about wars, lying about the ballroom, lying about Trump's corruption, it is now manifesting in another endless war that is painful for our troops, painful for our sailors, painful for every single American who is currently sitting here with higher gas prices and higher inflation, and of course, painful for the Middle East, which we are inherently destabilizing by continuing this fight. I find it all to be despicable, and just like one last time, we have to keep advocating for our sailors. These are people putting their lives on the line. And here's what we're hearing. So Aaron Parnas got another message. "Hey Aaron, I'm a service member on the ship out here with the Lincoln currently. And I can tell you in fact that they are not making anything up on the Lincoln. We have it bad as well, but not quite as bad as them. Yet it's only month 5 going on month 6 for us." So he's on a separate ship. He's on a separate ship from the Lincoln, but the conditions are horrific. The conditions are absolutely horrific. Jim Acosta said, "It's not just happening on the Abraham Lincoln. The mother of a sailor who served aboard the USS Tripoli sent me text messages about the poor living conditions. It says, he lost over 30 pounds in just 4 months. He is afraid to reveal the exact number he lost. He doesn't want to worry us. But I will confirm with you, they were 100% silenced. They weren't allowed to speak negatively about these ships or the leadership command. That included low food and hygiene supplies. My son did have to talk to someone out of a ship and talk them out of suicide. And yet, this is Donald Trump right now.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Anybody? I have a lot of things that are happening, a lot of good things. The economy is doing unbelievably from the standpoint of Wall Street. We just set another record, as you know.
I'm starting to think this Trump character is a little bit of an idiot. You know, the more I hear from this Trump guy, the more I'm beginning to realize this guy is such an absolute idiot. Not only that, but he has a combination, like a dangerous combination of narcissism plus shamelessness plus idiocracy that all combine to create the figure that you see on screen now. I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to head back to Chicago. Thank you guys for the support while I've been traveling and doing some work events. It genuinely means a lot. Subscribe below. I'll see you in the next one, and peace out.